Okay, you're alive. You good?
Okay, I am alive. I have come back from the dead of Tom Khan to rise again for the 15th annual Don Con LA. Lovers and sinners, femdoms and friends, I want to welcome you to Femdoms of the Wild. Yes, indeed. A lot of people that go into this production, so to speak, you know, it takes a village. And certainly I must thank the latex store for providing me with this fabulous latex dress. And it needs to be lubed up, of course. So where are my lube gals? Oh, this is Phoenix Dawn. Woo! And this is Elena Rain.
Woo!
Okay, so lube me up, girls. This is my favorite part. And this kind of gets me in the mood for giving a workshop at Don Con. I think it's all kind of legal, even at the Hilton Hotel. Very cooling and warm at the same time. I just love it. So, by the way, I am the Irreverend Dr. Susan Block. And this is the airwave. Yes, indeed. And I, in case you don't know, am a talk show host, author. I'm a sex therapist, actually, which means I know how to help you to get the banana in the cream pie. Rub your bananas together or your cream pies. I also want to introduce my partner and husband of over 26 years of marriage. Talk about bondage, baby. This is the bondage device, the wedding ring. And that is Max, Prince Maximilian. And he's also the co-publisher of this magazine. This is Speakeasy Magazine. I just want to, before we get going into our main topic, introduce some very special people who are here in the audience that I'm just delighted. I mean, they did tell me they were coming, but I'm just so delighted that they're here. One is Goddess Phoenix, and she is the winner of our most battling dom, as well as our flogging winner for the Susie Awards. And so we're very excited to have Goddess Phoenix here with her dutiful slave boy. Gregory. Is it Greg Slade?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Next to Goddess Phoenix is another star, Chelsea Charms, who hasn't been on my show yet, but I interviewed her last year. So, Chelsea, thank you for joining us. So, there's a lot of really, really wonderful, amazing women here at Dom Con. A lot of amazing people, all different genders, who actually kind of remind me of a very amazing friend of mine named Lana. And Lana's a beautiful brunette with big brown eyes that sparkle as she flirts, and Lana loves to flirt. She has a couple of boyfriends, but she enjoys her gal pals just as much, if not more sometimes. Lana loves to party. Yes, Lana would have a good time here. And yet, she is fierce when crossed, and she is a great leader in her community and a peacemaker. And you know, many people worship her, body worship she enjoys very much. You know, a lot of licking and loving and adoring. And Lana is so powerful that she even makes the losers feel good that she's in charge. That's how good she is. And yes, she does remind me, actually, of a lot of wonderful women that are here today. But Lana is not a woman, or even a human being. Lana is a bonobo. So, let's meet the bonobos, the make love not war chimpanzees who swing through the trees, as well as with each other. Bonobos are my great love. I've been researching bonobos since 1993. And yet, why are bonobos at DomCon? Why are any kind of apes at DomCon? Well, it turns out there are a lot of animals at DomCon. There are human animals. First of all, we're animals, right? We are, but we sometimes forget that we are. So it feels so good to sometimes release your inner animal through maybe role-playing another animal. Like, there's a ferret right in front of me, a presidential ferret. Maybe presidential would be more accurate. Stormy, keep him under control. Okay. Yes, indeed. Yes, she is. There he is. We have Trump the ferret in our front row, handled by Stormy Daniels. Thank you, Stormy, so much.
Thank
you're
you,
a great
Stormy.
Hero. You're an American hero. Can we have a hand? She'll be participating in the presentation, but right now she's just keeping the presidents under control. Yes, so it feels really good to release all kinds of animals, whether it's your inner panther or wildcat, it could be like a piggy or a pony or, you know, a pussy or a cock or a cock. You know, there's all kinds of animals, and all of the animals have something to teach us. But I think the bonobos have the most to teach us. So there's five things we know about bonobos. The first thing, number one, is that bonobos are very close to us. They are almost 98% genetically similar to humans. And if you're a science buff, that is pretty close. But even if you're not into science, I mean, you can just look at them, look into their eyes, when you see their eyes, and it's almost like you're looking into a living version of the missing link. You know, a lot of people want to find a friend who's not quite human. It's one of the reasons that aliens are so exciting. But you don't need to look up to the stars. We can just find them right here on Earth, our cousins, who are very close to us and have a lot to teach us. So number two, they have a lot of sex. And I have my helpers. I have two beautiful helpers, three actually. I have Elena Rain, who has been already up on stage. And I have Mistress Kara, who is a former guest of honor here at DomCon. And Jack Friday. All right, now, as typical in Commedia Erotica, we have had no rehearsal. And yet, you know, we're sure to have fun because we have some fabulous bonobo-esque players. So bonobos have a lot of sex. So let's start with some boy-girl. Maybe you want to be the boy? Or we could have a girl be the boy, but you can be the boy. You're wearing a shirt.
It's true.
It's a kilt, I know. Okay, so, and a girl. Who wants to be the girl? Okay. So bonobos have a lot of sex. Now, like most non-human animals, they enjoy doing it doggy style. Now, don't actually have sex. This is the Hilton Hotel. but you can get into a doggy style position.
Shall I be the down dog?
Yeah, you can be the down dog I guess you're playing the girl. Yeah. Although in bonobo girl, it could be the
way. I play the girl the other way around.
Here's the doggy style position, and his skirt makes it very
What is happening?
And so this is the position that most animals do it, and yet bonobos actually have sex in just a bonobo sutra of positions, even face-to-face. And many people, even so-called scientists, say that humans are the only ones to have sex face to face. And so they get face to face like two people very much in love, which maybe you are. And also you could consider them like tantric sex practitioners, you know? And yes, it's like, oh, the epitome of romance, really, when you look at some of these bonobos that you'll see here. By the way, this is not at all synced to my talk. It's just here to give you a sense of life in Bonoboville, which is very much like life at DomCon, except with more hair and less hairspray. There's the bonobos, and here's some bonobo sapiens, is what we call them sometimes. People that go bonobos. So, they are getting really into this demonstration. Remember, we're at the Hilton Hotel. Very good. So this is the face-to-face that they love to get it. And like I said, it seems very romantic, but bonobos, they don't form a pair bond that excludes others. They might have a special friend, or you could even say a husband or wife, whatever word you want to use. But they're all, as my grandma might say, schwingers. Or, you know, you could say, because they know each other and they care about each other, you could say they're polyamorous. Or certainly non-monogamous. And they have sex with all different bonobos. The bonobos that are their friends. And interestingly, they prefer strangers. If they have a choice, studies have shown that they will go for the stranger, both to share food and sex. So it's very interesting that people say, oh, having sex with strangers is very bad. Well, maybe it is bad in human society for various reasons, but we have a natural inclination, I believe, that is very bonobo-esque, that, you know, kind of makes us excited by the strange, by that which we don't know. So bonobos, we do it boy-girl, yeah. But also, bisexuality is very big in Bonoboville. Some might say it's even bigger. About your inauguration. Yeah, here we go. Okay, well, I don't know if we can do this quite, but they're sort of doing it. And it is very bonobo. I mean, they love oral sex, actually. Actually, they love a lot of what we might call foreplay is really very bonobo. They only spend a little bit of time on PIB, penis in vagina sex. They spend a lot more time on, you know, kissing and licking and rubbing and feeling and doing a lot of what you might call outer course, as well as the oral sex and all different body parts. They're just very, anything goes. And although it's like consensual, I'm gonna get back to that in a minute. But yeah, okay, yeah, you can use your banana. Right, play bananas, yeah, absolutely. Females do this special kind of sex. You wanna come in with this? You kinda know how this works. Not to leave out the boy. You can play with your banana while this is going on. Sit here. Sit or stand. Yeah. And just hold your banana.
That's good.
Very good. Okay, so now you do hoka hoka. The girls do hoka hoka. This is something, also the primatologists call this genital rubbing. GG rubbing, which is interesting, girl. They rub their giant vulvas and labia together, just rubbing it back and forth. You sometimes see it here. They're often standing when they do it, or they could be laying down. And they just really get off on it. I mean, it's there to have fun, to share pleasure. Also, politically, it helps the women to get to know each other, and it's a sign of respect. And the females are very vocal to let other females and males know when they're doing hoka hoka, they'll start screaming, so that other bonobos know. I keep saying people when I should say bonobos because I mix them up. And yeah, they're doing the hoka hoka. Though it can get, hey, stand up, you guys.
Stand up.
Okay, now we're gonna do the kind. It can be, oh, you're stuck. You can do a kind where it's like twerking. Oh yeah, where you kind of rub. And maybe it's better for us humans to do it ass to ass, kind of, you know? They usually do it front to front, but like I said, their pussies are a little bigger than ours, so, and they don't have as much ass. I call it bonobo twerking, crotch to crotch. Hoka Hoka lubricates life in Bonoboville. By the way, that is the Mugandu people's word for the genital rubbing, which I prefer because it sounds like a bonobo tango or something, except instead of slow cheek to cheek, it's fast, bubble to bubble. And they just do it so hard, they just come and fall right out of their tree, because they're often in a tree. But they're kind of like cats and they know how to land. So it's cool. This is one thing that gets the females ready for sex with the males. And one of the reasons that the females are always in a state of excitement, they're always getting each other turned on. It's kind of constantly diddling each other, you know? That reminds me, are you still playing with your banana? You're not playing actively. If you were a bonobo, you would be actively maybe peeling it. Happy Masturbation Month!
Yay!
Yay!
You know it's May is Masturbation Month, okay? All right. So, as George Carlin once said, if God had intended us not to masturbate, she would have made our arms shorter. And I added the she. But it's true. I imagine Tyrannosaurus Rex were very frustrated. That's why they were so angry. But everybody masturbates, even dogs, everybody. Probably Tyrannosaurus Rex just rubbed up against a Brontosaurus. But bonobos are like us. They have hands that can go down there and are very, very active. Now, we can't actually masturbate in Hilton. I don't know what's going on. Just hugging. Okay. Do it in your room. Merry Masturbation Month. Okay, so number three, females rule Bonoboville. Yes. That is a big tenet of the Bonobo way. Females rule. Actually, MILFs rule Bonoboville. You all know what MILFs are, right? Yeah. Does anyone want to give me a definition?
They're the opposite of old men.
Okay, does anybody want to say what a MILF is?
Mothers are like the fuck.
All right, since you are such a winner, I'm going to declare him the winner. Also, he lent me a pen. Can you get me a lane? Okay, so come on up here. Oh, you've got issues. All right, I'll come to you. No, it's okay. I'll come to you. You got laid at
Dunkel.
Yes, by Dr. Brown. All right, so yeah, I mean, it's not just the young and fertile ladies, it's the older ladies that kind of rule. I mean, actually the younger ladies have to kind of do a little apprenticeship to the older ladies. And yeah, the boys like the younger ladies, but the boys also like the older ladies and each other. The Me Too movement can really take a page from the bonobo way. Because these females, they rule and they don't take no nonsense. If a bonobo boy is so bold or so stupid as to attack a bonobo girl, her sisters will jump on him. The bonobos have a strong sense of female solidarity and a strong sense of sisterhood. Which is very interesting because they're not even sisters. Bonobo females are the ones that migrate at puberty. The boys stay with mama. And mama helps to keep the boys in line as well. And mama also introduces the boys to her favorite girls. So, you know, boys get laid by mama's girls. And the girls leave their place of birth usually and go migrate to a new place where they do the hoka hoka with the females of that new tribe. And then that's how they get in, and they get with the right boys, and everybody's happy. It's like a big prom night every week in Bonoboville. By the way, when I use the term Bonoboville, I mean either a group of real bonobos, like you see here, like in their native habitat of the Congo, or I mean a group of bonobos at the zoo, like you also see here, that I encountered, like Lana. Also, I use the term Bonoboville for a human group of people that are inspired by bonobos. And we have our own Bonoboville here in West LA, actually, and Goddess Phoenix has been there. And of course, these great people have been there. Stormy has been there. This Stormy, anyway. I could say even Trump, the ferret, has been to Bonoboville. And always under lock and chain and being spanked a lot. And also, of course, the Russian Tea Party. There's all kinds of Bonoboville all over the world, really. Some of whom hopefully know about bonobos. DomCon, I consider a kind of Bonoboville, a support group of people, community, that's not just family, but that is community, extended family, if you will. Number four is very important, and I wonder sometimes if the Me Too movement pays attention to number four. Number four of the Bonobo Way, of things we know about the bonobos, is that the males are happy because they get laid. Yes, that's a big, big reason. I mean, there are the other reasons. There's the female solidarity. The females don't take any nonsense. But the guys are happy. They stay younger longer than their common chimp counterparts. And by the way, among common chimps, the females are raped regularly. Well, not as regularly as humans do, but a lot more than bonobos. And the males turn into grumpy old apes a lot sooner. Bonobo males seem to sip from a fountain of youth that keeps them eternally, as the scientists say, neotenous. One of the things that the males do, because there are arguments in Bonoboville, and then you're fighting, you're upset about something, and then you solve it by getting excited, and now rub your bananas together. There we go. Penis fencing is what they call it. Hunger. That's right. Penis fencing in Bonoboville solves a lot of problems. Also, rump rubbing. This is actually the most important part of the Bonobo Way. Number five, they make peace through pleasure. Bonobos have never been seen killing each other in the wild or captivity. That's right. Every other great ape kills each other. Every other one. The gorillas commit infanticide. The common chimps, they have rivalries and a kind of war. All the other great apes do kill each other. Even orangutans, who are relatively peaceful, do. But bonobos don't. And primatologists are, of course, always working to figure out why. But it does seem to have something to do with sex. Right. In other words, they reconcile, they resolve conflicts through erotic reconciliation. Bonobos are not angels. They're animals like us. And they fight like we fight. Okay, so you are going to now get in a disagreement about the banana.
My banana.
Okay, take off your boots. Take off your boots, maybe. Okay. This is Mistress Kara, who is a wrestling champion, and Phoenix Dawn, who is my associate producer and about to find out some lessons from the MILF bonobo. Okay. So, there we go. There's a dispute right here in Bonoboville. There is already a dispute going on. And tickling is another thing bonobos like to do, and sometimes they do it for fun, and sometimes they do it aggressively. They can get very aggressive. Really, it's kind of almost scary, like it is right now. I'm a little scared. And you'll see, sometimes they do fight and go crazy like this. You know, and keep in mind, the Greeks started all that wrestling, you know? It was very erotic then. They did it naked, right? And we turned it into something else. But these gals bring it back. All right. Okay, so it looks like the Big Mama has prevailed. And at a certain point, the little bonobo is going to agree with that. And they're going to reconcile. They're going to have a reconciliation that is really so remarkable. And yet, it's like a form of makeup sex. But we know what that is. We know what that is. We know how hot makeup sex can be. And sometimes it might feel like it's the wrong thing. You know, like you did something wrong. But among bonobos, makeup sex is exactly the right thing. Maybe it is with us too more often than we realize. Maybe there's a reason that we do tend to really, really go for makeup sex. But certainly when you look at the way they're doing it, it looks fun. And then you know, there's a reconciliation and the wrestling turns into something more erotic. So, peace through pleasure. Let's hear it for Mistress Kara. Well, that's the name of the game in Bonoboville. Peace through pleasure. With a little bit of pain. Right. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an A women?
Amen.
That's right. Welcome to the Church of Bonoboville, where we are inspired by the bonobos and wondering always, how do they do that? And can we do it too? Can we possibly release our inner bonobos? Actually, Franz de Waal said this the best, that humans have a bonobo side and a common chimp side. That there's a side of us, of course, that is very murderous, maybe more murderous than common chimps, although you look at common chimps when they do kill each other, they're very happy about it. They have no regret about killing. We have more regret, which makes me think we're more bonobo. I don't know. But I like to emphasize the bonobo. We are, if you look strictly, equally close to the common chimps, where it's definitely a patriarchal tribe, and then we're back to the bonobos, a matriarchal, female-led society. So, I don't know, which do we go for? I mean, for thousands of years, we have gone for our common chimp side, if you want to look at it that way. And yeah, we've given the guys a big, long chance to be in charge, and now we're here. And so, you know, I mean, I'm not complaining that we're I'm in a great place. A lot of people here are in a beautiful place on Earth, and we thank our boys and our men for all of that. But the old killer ape paradigm is just not working so well anymore. The killer ape paradigm is the idea that so many anthropology departments and arms dealers have been giving us, which is that human beings are irrevocably violent and murderous, and that the only thing that makes sense is to bow down to male power, even when it's exhibited by a female. And by the way, there are a lot of very violent females. I mean, it's not like women are all good at all. Take our CIA director nominee, Gina Haspel. So we're not saying that all women are anything or all men are anything. But yeah, there's an emphasis on the female in power, empowering the female in the bonobo way, in Bonoboville, and a balancing emphasis on male well-being. You gotta make the guys feel good. Why? Where's my guy? Come here. Okay, yeah, keep playing. Okay, because even among bonobos, the males have fangs. Show your fangs. Right, well, okay, here's a pretty nice. They actually have fangs. They could tear the females apart. They also have the upper body strength. You want to show us that?
You want to show the upper body strain?
Yeah, I can do that.
She doesn't come off quite.
Where's the lower body strain?
Well, what I'm saying is they are stronger physically and have fangs than the females. Oh, yeah. Well, beefcake, yeah. Yeah. But the females have muscles, too. Let's see our female muscle here. Yeah. Yeah. I love it. I love this. So, you know, the females have to use their muscle, but also this muscle. They got to use it a lot. They hang out together. They seduce the males. They're in a constant. They love the males. They don't hang them out to dry. But if a male gets out of line, they do what they call in the Congo, they teach him. They teach him. Yes. And sometimes their lessons hurt. Very often they do, because they're very physical creatures. And they smack around just like we might spank, except they're doing it in a very focused way to keep peace through pleasure in Bonoboville. Bonobos can certainly inspire us and let us know that it's not only natural to bow to male power, as the common chimps do, as the baboons do, but it's also natural to bow to female power. Did we have a little balance? Is that possible?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so stand up and be a female supremacist of some sort. And as the males, they can acknowledge that the females are powerful, and they can enjoy that, and they get a benefit. They get petted or something. And that's something I think that as we empower our females here in Humanville, we kind of need to remember. Bonobos can inspire you. Take some of these femdom values into Humanville and kind of put them out there and inspire a revolution. You know, revolution comes from within you anyway, whether the revolution is one of countries and great peoples. If you can say when you look in the mirror, I've changed, I'm doing what I believe in, then you've created a revolution. And that revolution inspires more throughout the world. We're not saying that it's a blueprint, okay? The bonobo way is, you're not supposed to do just like bonobos. For instance, they like to combine food and sex, like, constantly. I mean, I think it's great to combine food and sex, and in fact, of course, we do in our squash issue. But not everyone does, and it can get very messy. And I mean, there are many ways in which we should just take the bonobos as an inspiration in terms of female empowerment, male well-being, and peace through pleasure. Like, there's this Sesta Fosta situation going. By the way, bonobos tell us that sex work is also natural, because they trade bananas for blowjobs, you know? All the animals throughout the, I don't like to say animal kingdom, what do you say, animal world, the non-human animal world, show us that sex work is natural. The difference with the bonobos is that the females sometimes pick up the check. Most other non-human animals, it's the male that pays, and the male pays with food, and the female provides her pussy. Among bonobos, sometimes that's the case. But sometimes it's the opposite, and actually maybe more often, because the females tend to get first dibs on the food. After all, they're the empowered ones. They're the ones that are leading. So when there's a food discovery, they get the food, and then they distribute it. So it might be, how about a mango for a muff dive, you big ape? I try to apply the bonobo way, by the way, to the incel movement, because there's so many guys that are just in a state of just total depression and anger with women. Most of them are peaceful people, just desperately lonely and in bad states, but some of them get violent. like, I don't like to give them fame, but the guy in Canada and the guy in Santa Barbara who is being worshipped as a god right now by the incel movement. Now, the problem is a lot of the women in the Me Too movement say these guys are, I don't know, cockroaches. I mean, things that a dom might call a guy, which is fine. But the bottom line is they say, you don't deserve any sex at all. Not even for me to put a chastity belt on you with a kiss, you know. I mean, come on. No sexual outlet? You guys don't deserve sex until what? Until the government subsidizes your sex therapy, which will be never. So, you know, I mean, they need sex therapy. And they also need sex work. And the government should subsidize it. If we have enough money in the till to pay for a military that was going to blow us to kingdom come, maybe we have enough money to let our people come. And
that's a good one.
And maybe we can figure out a way to make that happen. It's the bonobo way. There is a sense of the society being responsible for everyone's sexuality, just like our society should be responsible for everyone's food and medical care, but isn't. But we should be, and we know that, and we should be responsible to some degree for sexuality too. We're all sexual creatures, and we're sexual like bonobos are. Mistress Kara and Jack Friday are going to illustrate a bonobo BDSM activity, which is rather fascinating and was described on a TED Talk a few years ago, but they didn't act it out. So this is was discovered by primatologist Isabel Benck, who saw a bonobo female grabbing the testicles gently of the bonobo male. Yes, oh, yeah. Keep in mind we're in the Hilton, right? But he is conveniently dressed in the kilt. And he's allowing this. Meanwhile, he has greater upper body strength and the fangs, but he's enjoying himself. She's grabbing him and forcing him to move in the direction she wants to move. So even though it's not just a friendly ball grab, this is a, I'm moving you where I want to go, and you're going to follow me. And of course, he could at any time knock her teeth out. But, you know, he's going to let her go, and then they start to get together. And it's a trust game is what she calls it, because first, he gives her his trust by letting her grab his balls. Then, as she sees he gives her his trust, she returns the trust and she has sex with him of some kind. You can do that now. Act like you're doing something. Yeah, there you go. Okay. So let's hear it for Mistress Kara and Jack Friday. Illustrating the trust game. The bonobo way. We have to have some spanking, like a grand finale with, excuse me, Goddess Phoenix and
yeah.
Her fabulous whip. This is the great Goddess Phoenix. Okay, so let's also have Stormy Daniels come up since we don't have very much time. I think Stormy is going to bring Trump the ferret up here. Here we go. Look at this. And this outfit was made by Madame Marguerite. Put your head up, Trump the Ferret, so people can see who you are. That's right. Stormy, I'm going to need to give him a bonobo way book spanking. Bend over. He has a nice tail, too. Oh, by the way, that's one way you know the difference between bonobos and monkeys. Who knows? Monkeys have tails. And so does Trump. Bonobos don't have tails. Oh, you're whipping your... Yeah, oh, absolutely. The one who gave you the beautiful black Cadillac. Talk about a bonobo boy giving something to a bonobo girl. Yes, indeed. That's beautiful. All right. Okay, and you know what you should spank him with? I have a copy of Forbes over here.
Oh, yes. This is our favorite activity.
Here's the Forbes. Well, I think you deserve a spanking in the whole way. Yeah. Turn around, girl. That's right.
Ow.
And whack. Okay, so here's the grand finale. That's right. Woo! So, for
12 steps. You're not done to releasing your inner bonobo. I don't have time to give you all 12, but the 12th is to save the bonobos. Okay, that is the most important step, because if we have no bonobos, we have no paradigm of peace through pleasure. So we have to save them from imminent extinction. Lola Ya Bonobo, the Bonobo Conservation Initiative, the Bonobo Project, and there's some other organizations listed on Block Bonobo Foundation, and you have those cards. So please give what you can, even if it's just your time, and go bonobos! Thank you, Dom Khan. Thank you, Goddess Soma, for first introducing me to this place. Thank you, Goddess Phoenix. Thank you, Stormy Daniels, for being such an icon. This is Rhiannon Ahrens, by the way. And thank you all, and if you want a book, come forward. And if you want a banana, come forward, okay?
They call me freaky and they say I'm dirty. Cause all my fantasies are slightly curvy. I like my loving to be tight.
Oh, I'm so interested.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm so happy you did. What is it?
Mistress Amazonia.
Mistress Amazonia.
Damazonia.
Oh, wow. Yes. Damazonia.
I'm very big on the most famous.
Yeah. Yes, well, I hope this gives you good
time. Yeah. I can't wait to read it.
Bonobos are the most eco-sexual in disorder, which isn't saying much. But I can do the nasty very well. Okay. This is Jesse.
That was amazing. Thank you.
The dirty old.